Good morning, everybody. We're up to Mizmor Kuf Chaf Zion. Shir Hamalos the Shlomo, Yom Hashem Bo Yivne Bayis, Shavam Luvon of Bo. So this is either a Tehillim that was sung by Shlomo, or perhaps more likely it was a Tehillim that David HaMelech envisioned about his son Shlomo when he was told that his intentions of building the Beis HaMikdash were pure, were appreciated. They said everything you needed to know about David HaMelech, but Rak Ata Lo Tivne Bayis Lishmi, Kim Bincha Shoyotze Mechalatzecha, Hu Yivne Bayis Lishmi, Shlomo Yeh Shlomo, there will be Shalom B'Yamav, Ish V'Cham Osad, Ata V'Damir Rabim Shapachta, that David HaMelech, because of his affiliation with war, was not going to ultimately build the Mikdash, which is the ultimate place of Shalom in the world, Mizbach HaVanim Ta'asililo Sivnes and Gazis, Ki charbecha hinaftaleh v'tachaleha. I mean, the idea of even the mizbeach not having any bars will touch it because it has to be marich yom of shaladam. So the antipathy between war and the Beis HaMikdash is something which is very well established. But it behooves us to sort of look into how David HaMelech envisioned, what his son in building this bias should be considering. So first and foremost, im Hashem lo yivne bayis shav amlu vonav bo, that if Hashem is not going to construct the bayis, so then all of the work of those who are involved in the construction is lashav, and that the sense of dependency and contingency on the Almighty, on the Master Builder, has to be understood. This is important in life in general, but it's especially important when we're dealing with Hashem's house. You know, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to David, when David first expressed the desire to build a Beis HaMikdash, that he's not of this world. He doesn't dwell in a home like human beings dwell in a house. And any proposition of building a house for God has to be done with the utmost humility and with the understanding that Shlomo would later express. In fact, when he was inaugurating the Beis HaMikdash, Hashemayim, Shmei Hashemayim, Lo Yichal Kelucha, that there's no place that can fully ensconce and fully be an abode for God. God is Lashem Haaretz Umloa Tevel B'Yoshreva. God is Melochol Haaretz Kivodo. And so that's the spirit of humility and an understanding that Hashem allows himself, kiviyachol, to be contained within this space, to be maximally present within this space, v'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'socham, but he's the one that allows that. So, im Hashem, v'yivnevayish shab amluvo navbo, that it's not going to be a productive endeavor, and that's true, not just in terms of the bias, but in terms of the ear, im Hashem v'yishmor ear, shab shakat shemer. And this is very consistent with the Rambam's doctrine. The Targum Yonis and Ben Uziel, of course, understands that we're talking about the city of Yerushalayim, Karta de Yerushalayim, and indeed, so Kedushas Yerushalayim is an extension of the Kedushas HaMikdash. It's all Kedushas HaShchina, the Kedusha that's associated with Hashem's presence. So that's the first thing, is understanding that, there's normally a sense of pride that comes with building one's home. You know, the Mishnah in Perek HaRoa at the end of Masechet Brachos talks about that being the paradigmatic case of Shachianu, and a person can be filled with a great sense of achievement and accomplishment, some of it appropriate, but when it comes to Hashem House, it needs to be done with the greatest degree of humility. Hashem lo yivne bayis, shav amlu vonavbo, Hashem lo yishmor ir, shav shakad shomer. And then I think David has an autobiographical line, if I read it correctly. Shav lachem hashkim reikum acharei sheves, ochei lechem atzabim, ken yitein lidido shena. So David HaMelech was famous for getting up extremely, extremely early, Ayira HaShachar, and being involved in the study of Torah and the recitation of Tehillim. So Shav Lachem Hashkim Eikum, right, that those who get up early, who had this desire, who thought that they were going to be the ones to build the Beis HaMikdash, if that's not Hashem's plan, so then it's not going to work out that way. And Kein Yitein Li Yitido, we know Shlomo's name was Yedidja Shena, that even if Shlomo is the one who's going to sleep a little bit later, and there is indeed a famous medrash that on the first day of the Beis HaMikdash operations, that Bas Paro, unfortunately, you know, tried to deter Shlomo from offering the Korban Tamid, which is why we can offer the Korban Tamid till the fourth hour, you know, of the day, and not right away. You would think there's reason Makdim in the mitzvos, but that Hashem chose Shlomo, and Kaini Tamid, you know, Shina, he can sleep much later than I can, but ultimately, he's the one that's going to merit building the Beis HaMikdash. And then David HaMelech maybe gives the ultimate reflection on fatherhood, on parenthood, and it of course inspired Chazal, the famous Gemara Masach Kiddushin, Daf Lamed. So David HaMelech makes a reference to children in terms of a metaphor of arrows. Hinena chalas Hashem banim zchar pri avatin kechitzim biad gibor kein b'nei hanurim asrei hagever asher milei es ashpaso mehem lo yivoshu kidabrus oivim bashars. The Gemara Masach Kiddushin conjures up this magnificent image of a father and a son, a parent and a child learning Torah together, and they're, you know, sparring, nasu oivim zetze, esvohev besufa lebasof nasu ohavim zetze. The love between them is deepened because of a sense of shared enterprise, a sense of shared project. Kechitzim biad gibor, kein b'nei hanu'urim. So the Mitzudas David points out something, I think, very profound about this analogy. Kechitzim biad gibor, the idea of shooting an arrow. And if you think really about what a father, any parent, is trying to do with one's children, what David wanted to do so much with Shlomo, and there were early successes, and then tragically, unfortunately, he was led astray. But what David HaMelech did with Shlomo was when he told him about the importance of Shmiras HaMitzvos, the importance of staying on the straight and narrow path, capitalizing on the many God-given abilities and strengths that Shlomo HaMelech did very much have. These conversations that David had with Shlomo can be likened to the archer who shoots the arrow, kechitzim yad gibor, because the archer gives it direction, gives it magnitude, and gives it a trajectory and an arc, and that's what we want to do with our children. And then there are all other kinds of factors. There's weather, and there's winds, and there's many other things. And of course, then they start to direct themselves even more than the arrow, and then the analogy no longer maintains, but we try very hard. Kechitzim biyad hagibor ken b'nei hanu'urim. That we very much want to direct our children on the straight path as the arrow flies, and to try to send them and propel them with force and direction in the world. V'chazakta v'ha'isa le'ish. Kadosh Baruch Hu should, as David HaMelech said to Shlomo, sort of be your leading light, keeping the Torah and mitzvos, always be on your mind, kim chayenu v'orech yameinu. And that was, of course, David's general message to Shlomo, but of course there's a very specific manifestation of this as it concerned the Beis HaMikdash, because David laid the foundation, he created the aspiration, and Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash very much as his father's son, Bavur David, Adecha, Altashay, Pnei Mishikacha, which is why, as Chazal tells us so colorfully in the Gemara Moed Katan and many other places, that Shlomo wanted to bring the Aron into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but he wasn't successful, because the Sha'arim wouldn't open for him. Sha'arim L'Sheichem, Rasuf Yisrael Olam, Yavo Melech HaKavod. It was only because of David HaMelech that Shlomo was able to bring the Aron into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And so when Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, he was completing his father's work. He did it as his father's son. It was specifically true. There was a din prati, as we would like to call it, about the Beis HaMikdash, but the truth is it was a much broader and more general principle as well. Shlomo lived his life, especially the beginning part, is very much his father's son. Everybody have a wonderful day.